Blog Talk Radio.
Shiva, 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 Shango, Shiva, 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 Shango. Hey, even y'all. A19, we're live. Our first show and Bell. Yep.
Freedom, it is in fair when you fall.
That's right. Good evening. Good evening, America. It was a scratch track and teaser from the Whispering Tongues demo sessions. the Gold Rush release album forthcoming. Again, friends call me Bud, and we're doing our best here to roll it to you from the front lines of Portland, Oregon. It's here, Progressive Blog Talk Radio Party is a test drive to clarify a few things here and there and leave you with a mind massage of sorts. The tags of tonight's show are very clear. And that's starting with empowered voters. And empowered voters are those who are really using their resources to bring about a culture of peace, a garden culture of peace and prosperity. And amongst other things, a real good time. So we're exploring all facets of creative economy, new forms of currency, trade, alternative values, and energy, and doing our best to put the spin on this year's election, which stands to capitalize on cannabis as a resource, as a commodity, of a product to be utilized to pull our sinking ship up from the bottom of the seven seas. And we're here to let you know that there's other ways and means about that. And we hope to inspire you with some insight. We've been on the front lines petitioning here and there. We've been networking in so many ways. And there's so many folks who have really forwarded in so many respects the opportunity, the possibility of developing a home-based economy, where we actually have the time and resources to integrate the good things this life has to offer, and they're numerous. But before we spiral into tonight's show, just know that we are working out the nitty-gritty here with the technology, and we're going to get that fine-tuned. The Web Earl, if you'd like to take a look at the description of tonight's show, is blogtalkradio.com/progressive party. Okay. I want to thank Amy at Radio Blog Talk and all the developers and programmers that have given us such a remarkable utility. It's just amazing that we can do this. I'm broadcasting from a coffee shop off of Hawthorne. And we're not going to take callers as of yet, simply because it's enough to step up to the call and do so and do so in the best of light. There's been a lot of resources that have been entrusted to me, and now I'm entrusting them to you. And granted, the Gleaners are doing a good job in capitalizing and copywriting these insights and so on. We're going to continue to do what we've always done, which is run it down from crown to root and grow them shoots and branches, knowing that that it all comes around. Yes, indeed, it all comes around. Well, let's take a look at what we can do at Flowering the Power now that we're moving into the 13th year of the OMMP program. We stand the chance of really putting into perspective the fundamental benefits of cannabis sativa, which has by and large been lost and misplaced due to, let's just say the historic civilizational advance of a beast at that. And we've seen it all. So without further ado, let's just move right into it. the history of this measure goes back to 1998, and I'm not telling y'all anything you don't already know, but for those of you new and coming into cannabis consciousness, Measure 67 was a very creative effort involving many a heads, and you know who you are, great folks who showed up at the thing to forward a thing, and the contributions can most definitely be measured, but we'll just get right to the point, and that is Measure 67, the Patient Advocate Network Code Key, was the measure that passed in 1998 following California's Prop 215, which gave us the privilege and the opportunity to return to some fundamental facets of personal health care, herbology and biology, the building blocks of biology. It's not just about cannabis. It's about a way of life. It's about a way of life. And so, putting a spin on that way of life, we also realize and recognize that cannabis, if not understood within a yogic paradigm, can create havoc. It can create a closet case mentality. We've seen all sorts of spin-off symptoms of neurosis. And, you know, they say the more you know, the less you show. So the last thing we want to do is contract into some blowout that's going to possibly hurt others or hurt oneself. And so looking deep into the East, we know that cannabis was fundamental to some of the early civilizations of mankind. And we're going to talk a little bit about the benefits that have yet to become common sense-y. And in so doing, we're going to acknowledge those who have brought us thus far. And we know that there is a Common Sense Cannabis Live Access television show that is spearheaded by Mr. Paul Sanford and friends. And so this is Cannabis Common Sense-y. And that's K-A-N-A-B-O-U-S, because it reaches deep into the East. So back to the measure. We're coming up on, what is it now, the 26, 27 days. You have to forgive me. This daykeeper has been putting on the, well, yeah, been putting on the miles, and it's been late nights and long days, and those of us who are busting tail are exhausted. But we're going to get what's ours. We're going to get what we need, and Measure 74 will succeed. Measure 74, which is the door to a garden culture economy, offering an opportunity to create a patient advocate network industry, if you want to call it that, or safe access type of holistic centers for wellness, kinship centers, compassion centers. Cannabis is one herb amongst many herbs, and it's only one arrow in the quiver when it comes to taking better care. We're talking about a psychophysical overhaul. We've all been through it. We've been worked in so many ways, and it's high time for a return. So, stepping out with this common sense view on the light line, and doing so with my best effort to keep a focus. So back to the focus. Focus the hocus pocus, Jay. So, the batteries are being recharged in this here cell phone. We're going to be rolling some more music your way. And in so doing, we'll be jumping the Skype line and calling back in to make sure that we follow through on our intent to deliver a whole half an hour's worth of insight. And in so doing, we're going to get back to this Measure 67. The details are out there. You can do a search on it. There's quite a bit of enthusiasm. The social networks are buzzing. The noosphere is humming. And oh, yeah, we're going to get around to you too, 19, because we see what's going on down there. We see what's going on down there. And this is the second time that they've introduced 19 in 38 years. And the bottom line is that if you've got the code and you're in the know, you get what you want, you get what you need, you get what's best for everyone. And it's really a comprehension that requires a great deal of insight and, of course, devotion. And I want to thank you, brothers, and you know who you are. So what you're going to get tonight, is a little cannabis consciousness. We're going to explore some of that. We're going to introduce some care-providing tips for some health briefs as well. And round out this holistic care, body, mind, and soul overview, which you can find at gorgewellness.org. And this is going to be a turbosonic overtone vision. And out of that, you're gonna get some insight. You're going to get advice you can take to the bank. And when you do, I just hope that you remember how to forward the sources of inspiration that are supporting all of us. And without giving it back, there is no forward. So let's be progressive together, shall we, gentlemen? Because as I see it, when you consider the time, you consider what's going on and what we need to do, it's not what you say, it's not what you have, it's not what you wear, it's not the car you drive. No, it's none of these things. Nothing like materialism at all. It's how we collectively pool the talent of our keenship. And it's how we cooperate. It's what we can do to forward each other and forward a thing. So, and yeah, we're all under the gun. If you take a look at what we're doing to our biosphere, if you take a look at where we're at in the cycle of things, it doesn't take a genius to note that we need some help. We need to learn how to think together. We need to learn how to use our minds to communicate in the 21st century. And so on. So some other interesting tidbits will be a little history and mystery in this year's election for you. You know, if you're an earth wizard or someone who keeps the scent of seven, the code keys are clear. This year's election falls on Yellow Crystal Star, which is Galactic Karmic Venus in the dream spell. And that's a very close kin to Kalahun Manak, which is the synchronization seal of December 21st, 2012. So we're given a chance to test drive our collective will to see if we can be ready for a great wave of transformation. And that's exactly what we're looking forward to, great wave of transformation. So without further ado, let me roll a little bit more music with you here and catch my wind. And this one was, I have to give it up to Mr. James Schroeder. He's really going the distance. Really want to give it up to him and Bill right now. They're working with their fathers who are in the process of passing over. And James has been a friend of mine now for 12, 13 years. He's a very sensitive individual. He works as a counselor and as a mentor for the blind. And he's an incredible artist. can pick a melody unlike any other. And the voice that you hear on these tracks are from the core and the depth of Mr. James Schroeder. This small town track was recorded in '96, and this was our first album back in the day with Raymond Martin, James Schroeder, yours truly, and Jordan Rizad. Hope you and your family are doing well. Jordan, rolling this out there to you, and doing it in a good way.
Won't you
that's whispering tongues, small town in the city, late nights and long days. Well, we got 5 minutes left in our show tonight. I want to thank y'all for putting up with test drive. And a couple of particular notes of interest and a big heads up to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger for driving the nail into the decriminalization of the nation. That's right. That's right. Decriminalizing marijuana. No longer a misdemeanor. Yeah, that's right. Common sensey. And heads up to the voter empowered in the state of Oregon for being the first state in the union and out of the 14 that are on the line to declassify. And granted, we went from Class 1 Association, which is the same association that they bundled heroin and methamphetamines and other crackheads into, and now we are in second grade here, rapidly approaching 2012. How about that? So kind, so kind. Well, we're not about to tuck tail and let them sell us out to the so-called legalization of marijuana. Hey, folks, we're already legal. We're going about our business in an intelligent manner. We're sovereign citizens, and we bundle our cannabis with other herbs and services and their harmonic values. As far as the black market street values and, the $40 an eighth, the $250, $300 an ounce, all of these values are being transformed. We're now playing by the synchronic order, the synchronic order of natural time, and all healing begins from the top down, inside out. So By sitting long enough to breathe and look at our own mind and to work with contemplative skills and tools and teachings, we can begin to really reorient ourselves to the biorhythm of nature. And that biorhythm is regulated by a star, folks, and it steps down. And as it steps down, we have the opportunity to open our crown and tune into that chi, or we continue to flounder, and that's when we have our blowouts and when we lack of continuity. Okay, so anyhow, we're going to roll to a solar galactic view. We're going to do that over the course of the next... Well, inshallah, we're going to just roll it right up until the election, November 2nd. And in so doing, we're going to go ahead and play this last track for you, call it an eve's worth, and make sure you tune in with us tomorrow night. Tune in with us every day. And we're going to get this tight. All right? All right. Love y'all. Take care.
Hung you in the closet, now I'm safe.